Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, Tony Bruno with us for the cut sheet, and Fight Club is fast approaching.
A Miami-Dade deputy who allegedly punched a woman he brought home after realizing she was a man, baby.
Oh, no.
This is 54-year-old Lieutenant Daniel Chala, who was arrested in April for allegedly battering a transgender woman he met at a club. This video audio courtesy of NBC6 News in Miami-Dade, Florida. Roll this.
We came back to my place of residence.
Okay.
And that's it.
And what happened inside?
Nothing.
So you guys didn't argue?
We didn't argue.
You just stated that you did.
I just kicked her out.
This is the moment Daniel Chala, Miami-Dade County deputy of more than 30 years, is questioned by police at his apartment after a night out at 11.
Why did you kick her out?
Because I didn't care for her.
Why didn't you care for her?
Because I didn't like her.
Okay. Did something happen inside that made you not like her, or that made you kick her off?
No violence whatsoever.
Chala denies being violent to his guest. But records show he went home with a woman who accused him of wrapping his arm around her neck tightly and refusing to let her go. The woman, who eventually ran out to get help, records show was seen by witnesses bleeding from the mouth and with marks.
Represented at all times that she was a woman, when in fact she was a man, meaning that she still had male anatomy.
Oh, boy.
So
oh,
is that what that means? Chala's attorney says the woman lied to the officer about her gender, and he wanted her out.
You guys are, like, standing here like, if I assaulted her, I did not assault her.
Chala was arrested.
Turn around. Don't resist.
For allegedly battering and preventing the woman from leaving.
Because you seem intoxicated.
I am intoxicated, but okay. The thing is that I never assaulted her.
But today, about a month after this arrest, prosecutors cleared Chala of any crimes. The state attorney's office tells NBC6 after numerous attempts to get the victim to cooperate, she refused to assist with the investigation.
This person came in under false pretenses, and my client escorted this person out.
False pretenses.
Well, you know.
And the deputy's attorney tells me
you reach down there and you grab a handful of sack.
Since the case is officially closed, wow. We did reach out to the sheriff's office about that, but we haven't heard back yet. In Miami, Christian Colon.
Get off.
Remember the good old days when Eddie Murphy and who's the guy who... Who's the other actor, British actor?
Hugh Grant.
Yeah, Hugh Grant could just go drive by on Hollywood Boulevard and pick up a hooker and then finally realize it was a dude and then nothing bad would happen. You know what I mean?
So the Hugh Grant woman, Divine Brown,
that's great Divine Brown knowledge right there.
That was
a callback.
She was a female, wasn't she? I remember the Eddie Murphy story. The Eddie Murphy was definitely, because I remember he was like, sometimes I just drive around poor neighborhoods and and I find transgender people and I give them rides.
I give them rides.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Well, the charges were dropped.
Yes, Estella Thompson.
Yep.
Divine Brown, American former sex worker. Yep. It was a biological... born woman, whatever you say.
Okay.
So there was
not
no
Divine
marks?
Lorraine. Not the Divine Lorraine Hotel, which we refurbished, and it's a great place.
And not Divine Intervention.
Yeah.
But what about Rachel Dolezal? I had to look up the name. Remember her? She was the NAACP woman who was really a white woman who said she was African American. She headed the NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
When they found out, they said, oh, no, you're a white woman. You can't be the president. And they booted her, and everybody went, well, yeah, she's misrepresenting who she is. And so that was widely accepted. My problem with that whole video that you just showed is is it a woman cop who's questioning him?
No,
it's a woman cop who's questioning him.
Who's questioning him on their body camera?
Yes, yeah.
Like, who do you think you are going, well, what did you do? Well, who did it? You know what I mean?
Well, wait a minute.
It was pretty obvious.
Wait, so she shouldn't question him because he's an officer? He's not above the law.
No, Nick. Dawn's right.
She knew. Sheena was a man. They knew exactly what was... And she was trying to get him to say that he felt... you know what I mean?
Well, like, see, this is where we need more facts on the dude, the deputy of 30-plus years. When you met this chick, were you sober? Because if you were sober and couldn't sniff out the fact that it was a dude... You got a bad radar. You're like me with AI. When I send Stalker a clip, he's like, it's AI, bro. We're
Can
not
I say
playing
something?
That.
I'm going to tell you something. That, I mean, I know that like the girls get prettier at closing time, but
right.
Okay,
and a lot of chicks look good after you're drunk.
Right? But I'm going to tell you, when I used to do the drive-alongs with like Philly cops and whatnot, and we would bet who is really a male or a female.
Yeah, I would love to play that. Mm-hmm.
I won that bet ever because I was like, nope, that's a dude. And every they were like, no, that is a lady. Look at her. Look at the way she. Mm-mm. And then because they were unfortunately. Those individuals would be, you know, sex workers. And every single time, it was not a born woman. Do you know what I'm saying?
If you ever go along for one of those ride-alongs again, bring me with you, and I'll be the odds maker.
Not if it's politically correct anymore, but I'm just telling you, especially with surgical enhancements on top and whatnot, you know what I mean? This person, obviously...
I've got an idea. I've got a segment that we can do that sales can go sell. This might actually trump, no pun intended, Fight Club. Dude or not.
Stop.
Every day or once a week, we do a segment where we have to throw up the best-looking dude that almost comes off looking like a woman, we play the game.
I had enough trouble getting Fight Club through the censors.
But you don't think Verizon would sponsor
you
this?
You have no idea the battles I'm fighting behind the scenes here. You have no idea, Nikhil. By the way, speaking of that, let's stay on time, shall we?
Kale and Company Fight Club.
You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal ratings.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Fight Club on this Wednesday, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. Three locations, one priority. You visit tricounty.com. That's tricounty.com. Thank you. Really, I put my neck on the line doing these segments, so please patronize Tri-County Auto Group for their love and patronage of Fight Club. All right, let's go to the movie theater, shall we? Everybody likes a good movie.
Yes.
Everybody likes a good movie, don't
they? Pretty pricey these days, though.
It is pretty pricey. By the way, this edition of Fight Club was brought to you, well, we know it was brought to you by it, but it was submitted by South Jersey Devil 2720 on Twitter. South Jersey Devil 2720 on Twitter sent me this. Thank you very much for this.
Is that the original Jersey Devil, or
it
is
might
that
be.
a Bobo?
A Bobo version.
And if you add 27 plus 20, what do you get? You get 47, Don.
See what I
did
there? I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
I like that.
Roll Tide.
I see what you did there. All right, I have this happened at a movie theater. Not really sure what the movie was. Not really sure what spurred it. By the way, youtube.com/@1210WPHD to see this video. youtube.com/@1210WPHD. Get on over there right now, and we will play the Wednesday edition of Fight Club. Roll it. Whoa!
Those are girls getting.
Oh yeah, look at this. There's weaves. There's all different color hairs. People are filming. I'm not sure what the movie is.
I think that's Cardi B on the screen. Oh, the Usher.
Yeah, I know. The Usher's getting involved.
Oh my goodness.
Look at
this.
Oh!
You took my flashlight.
They're all dressed up like they're going to prom or something.
I know.
Though, right?
Is that a blonde wig?
Yeah.
Or is that Taylor Swift?
Was this a movie premiere or something?
What is this?
I don't know. It looks like some sort of movie premiere or something.
Everybody's got their iPhone flashlights activated.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of Hoochie Mama dresses. Am I allowed to say that?
Hoochie Mama. We got to bring the Hoochie Mamas back.
Hoochie Mama dresses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With their up almost exposing the butt cheeks.
Well, after seeing that video, Netflix's stock just went up another 5 points.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah. This is why I don't go. It's like once a year, that's it. I'm not sitting in the dark with a bunch of people that I don't know, I don't trust. They might smell awful. They're obnoxious. They haven't silenced their phone. I'm not paying $13 for a Mr. Pibb. I've had it.
Love Mr. Pibb, by the way. Yeah, Mr. Pibb is awesome.
It was a good soda.
By the way, Marianne writes into our Facebook page because I went off at 7:30. She tells me to shut up, and no one wants to hear me go off.
You know, there's a reason why I got off of Facebook in 2012. It's because I don't have to hear from the Mariannes of the world.
just the biggest snowflake ever. I don't like to eat this. I'm having a natural reaction, sweetheart. A natural reaction, okay?
What was your reaction to what?
When the phone lines went out. I just get upset when things don't work out. It's not been a good
exactly. That's a man who's in charge of stuff and things go wrong around him.
Yes.
Now,
thank you.
Marianne, you know, we're actually doing something with her life rather than complaining about people complaining about things going wrong at their workplace. Do you even work, Marianne?
Thank you.
Do you
These
even
people
work?
Are about 10 exits past normal.
Yes, thank you, Tony.
Exactly.
Do you even work?
By the way,
do you know what it's like to you know, to have incompetence around you? I don't have
it. He couldn't hit a bull's ass with a bass fiddle.
By the way, I want to congratulate the New York Knicks for firing the most successful coach they've had in generations after taking them to the Eastern Conference Finals. Isn't that unbelievable?
Just when I thought the Sixers were inept.
The Sixers don't fire anybody.
No.
They keep the same people around. And the Knicks just went to the Eastern and lost on a miraculous shot in one game to the Indiana Pacers, and they fired Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Yep. By the way, Peter S. Says about that fight, grand opening, grand closing.
Now, was that an IMAX theater, or was that the low-energy ones? Is that the one where you can buy alcohol in the reclining seats, or is that like an AMC?
I do see it's Billie Eilish put it out. There was some huge fight that broke out recently that you're showing. It was a nightclub. But Cardi B and Offset, I don't know, it was something about her divorce, and it was like a big thing. So everybody's talking about it.
I wouldn't watch Cardi B for free, much less go to pay for it at a theater.
Yeah. We need to stay on track, so we should take another break here.
All right, we'll get to a Dawn Stenzel and Big Three, and then we've got our veteran spotlight at the bottom of the hour. Tony will stick around for one more segment, and we're back after this. But first,
there's no.
Let me tell you about my friends with Families Behind the Badge. You guys all know our love and respect for first responders, and you can join us once again in supporting the 38th annual Bend to the Shore Bike Tour, which is coming up on Sunday, July 20th. Tons of options. You can ride the full 65, you could go 30 miles or 10 miles on the way to the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. Whether you're riding or donating to support the cause, just visit bend2shore.org, and when you sign up with the code NICK1210, they'll knock $25 off of your registration fee. That's ben2shore.org. Promo code NICK1210. Families Behind the Badge, Children's Foundation. They provide immediate financial relief to families of fallen or critically injured first responders, and they connect cops and kids through non-enforcement positive action.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we get set to wrap up with Tony Bruno here on a Wednesday. Our veteran spotlight is coming up in just about 10 minutes. But right now, let's get caught up with news that you can use. Time for a Dawn Stenzel and Big Three at 9:24.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Number one. DJT putting out on True Social about the ADP new job numbers. So private sector employment increasing by 37,000 jobs in May. Annual pay up 4.5% year to year. And this is according to this month's ADP National Employment Report produced by ADP Research. And so they work with Stanford Digital Economy Lab, Stanford Lab, as we call it. So ADP National Employment numbers, we knew these job numbers would be coming out, talking about private sector jobs, the labor market based on actual payroll data. And so in this one, Trump putting out, quote, ADP number out, too late. Powell must now lower the rate. He is unbelievable. Europe has lowered 9 times.
It's unbelievable. And we're still sitting at, what, 6.7%?
Yeah, so Trump is obviously trying to put the pressure on the Fed, right, to Jerome Powell to reduce the rates, the numbers, interest rate numbers.
Yeah.
Because that affects, obviously, the other conversation that we had. Well, it affects
spending.
Rand Paul, and, you know, just what we talked about earlier.
Yeah. And Kalshi, which is the kind of odds rival to Polymarket, which we cited a ton during the election year, they said the odds of a recession have dipped from 70% to 31%. So, Jerome Powell, let's go, Powell. Get off the can already.
Now, most of the mainstream media is saying 37K, that's 37,000, that's a low number. So it depends on which headline you look at. Trump is saying these are private jobs. And that's one of the debates we've heard a lot, because remember, under the Biden administration, we now know those job numbers were inflated and readjusted. And also a lot of the job numbers were created, federal jobs that were created.
Yes, not private sector growth, which is ridiculous. Nice to have a president for five straight months now, where we have real jobs with real people out there.
So private sector hiring in the news, and as well as the Senate debates the one big beautiful bill. Number two, I'll take you closer to home. And this is a real hero on a horse. Yes, South Jersey police saying that a man on horseback actually helped them to catch an alleged criminal, a hit and run driver. This is the Riverside Township Police Department, and they shared a news release and shared some of the photographs of this officer's called to a Middleton street for a report of a hit and run motor vehicle accident. In this one, the officers arrive on the scene, and police say they were met by a 911 caller who shared that she had heard this loud crash outside of her home. She rushes outside and she sees a vehicle speeding off, and there was her damaged car. Somebody hit and run. And so in this one, this guy on horseback named PJ, he appears atop a horse and tells the woman he witnessed the car crash, and he ran down with his horse.
Wow.
The gray Honda Accord crash. So he basically helps police.
How about that?
The hit and run driver. So we got that going.
When will he be denounced by Phil Murphy and the rest of the groups?
We will not have vigilante justice in my state.
He'll be deported from New Jersey now.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, right.
We got to put up. You know what we got to do? We got to put up the horse signal in the sky at night for Horseman. Commissioner Gordon's going to put it up. He gave us the signal.
And that brings us to, well, everybody's getting ready, I guess, for another type of a horse race. That's the Belmont Stakes.
Third leg.
The Belmont.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. June 7th. So that's coming up. I saw Lee Stefanik.
Journalism. Journalism is still good, except in real journalism. The only good journalism right now is a horse.
So, Belmont Stakes in the headlines. So we got that going on. But we have a great sponsor as well, because we are talking about our sponsor. Thank you, Staples, as we talk about horses in the news. And
Of course.
By the way, Mr. Ed, the greatest horse of all time.
Of course.
And truck driver Ed. Yeah. In the news.
And just so you know, Mr. Ed, that was way back in the day, so I do have some historical context of things from the 50s.
When were the protests? I don't remember. I wasn't born.
Christ almighty.
So we are sponsored by Staples.
The things I know versus the things
Jesus
I don't.
It's unbelievable.
I'm sorry, Don.
By the way, I got this tweet from Serendipity Dizzle.
Uh-oh, yeah.
She's my favorite listener.
She yelled at Nick yesterday.
My sister, who lives in Philly, and her husband saw Mr. We Are Sanctuary City, at a local Philly bar a few months ago. So Kenny was knocking him down, talking my sister's ear off. She called me while he was talking to her, put him on the phone, when he yelled, before resuming the blab fest with my sister. Though she finally was able to shut Kenny up by telling him at least the current mayor had a better handle on the city's trash issues. So there you are.
Wow.
Jim Kenny is still lurking somewhere in Philadelphia, but apparently no one really cares. He's just a wandering drunk going by bar to bar at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, at least he's streaming us on the Odyssey app.
Yes, he is.
We appreciate every person. We are sponsored by Staples in our big three. How many times have we all said that was easy? Well, the Staples easy button is back, and it has us saying it again for custom prints, shipping services, even passport photos, plus quality products delivered next day to more than 98% across the United States. Staples, that was easy. Thank you, Staples, for sponsoring our big three.
Thank you very much, Dawn. And you know that we talk about the Kentucky Derby, Tony, and how the mint julep is just an overrated garbage drink. But for the Belmont Stakes, the official drink is a Belmont Breeze. It's bourbon, splash of lemonade, drizzle of pomegranate juice, and an orange wedge. Fantastic!
I've never had one.
Belmont Breeze. I'll send you the recipe.
It sounds better. Yeah, it sounds better than the mint julep, and it sounds better than the hurricane, and the most overrated drink in New Orleans history. It's just that people buy it because for the cup, not for the actual contents of the cup.
Exactly.
The worst drink ever imagined, the Hurricane. And obviously, it is hurricane season, by the way. FEMA is now confirming that now it is actually hurricane season. And I can confirm because we've had rain for five straight days because it's the rainy season.
Oh,
that's what happened.
You get all the rain we had last week. Awesome.
All right.
Well, yeah, rain's everywhere.
Yeah. All right, we got a roll. We've got our veteran spotlight is coming up next. So great stuff as always, Tony Bruno.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, buddy.
God bless America. And stay calm, everybody. Just stay calm.
By the
way, everything's going to be all right.
By the way, Tony will be with Dawn and I on what day are you off, Kale? The
Tuesday.
10th.
Yeah.
Tuesday. So you'll get Bruno
next
with
Tuesday
Dawn.
Tuesday the 10th?
Yeah. You'll get Bruno with
put
with
it
Dawn
on the wall
I
calendar.
On your calendar.
With Dawn and I on Tuesday.
Tuesday the 10th?
I already cleared this with your boss.
Okay.
Did Robin use Robin? The auto pen?
No, Robin needs to start using the auto pen because every time I look at my calendar, nothing's on there. It's an outrage.
So Bruno will be with Dawn and I on Tuesday the 10th, and then he'll join us again with Kale on the 11th.
All right.
So we call that Juneteenth? June 10th?
No. No, it's primary day. That'll be.
Yes.
Well, so when you come back, Nick, that'll probably be your big take talking about what happened in New Jersey.
There you go. All right. We'll get the Bruno auto pen in motion. Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Yep. See you later.
Good night, everybody.
There he is. All right. Veteran Spotlight brought to you by our great friends at Window Nation. It's coming up next here on Kale & Company.
We got to talk about it because summertime, it's here, and keeping your home cool and efficient, obviously, it's paramount for all of us. That's why I always have my guys, Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. They're out to the house to get our AC unit summer ready. You got to do this. Take my advice. Get your AC unit serviced this summer. And if Marvin E. Cans, if they feel that your unit needs to be replaced, they're going to give you an honest, fair assessment at a great price and install a high-efficiency Trane AC unit, T-R-A-N-E. Hard to stop a train, as they say. Visit my guys. They're always fair. They're always great. I love these guys, and I'm so glad I discovered them. And so I want to tell you about Marvin E. Cans. Just visit them, Marvin E. KANZE.com. Marvin E. Cans. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale & Company, it is the first Wednesday of the month. It is Wednesday, June 4th, which means another edition of our 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight brought to you by Window Nation. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com. As we have Rennie Campbell in studio with us this morning, and she is a former member of the United States Army. And the Army's had some very good news to share, and we'll get to that coming up in a moment. But we were just chatting during the commercial. And Rennie, first of all, it's good to have you in studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you were a great talker. So as long as you just do exactly what you did off the air, this will be fantastic. And I think you can do it because Rennie is or was a drill sergeant.
Yes.
What is that like to just whip everybody into shape and tell a bunch of dudes how to handle their business?
You know, it's crazy because some of my trainees were a lot older than me. They were like two times my age. They had like three kids. And
yeah.
Here I am.
Yes. And here you are. So here you are. You're a Travis Mannion Foundation mentor for youth and serves in the Army Reserve. You served as a drill sergeant, an NCO communication security and repair supervisor. No clue what that means, but sounds very important. And has recently been selected as a warrant officer candidate and an aviation officer. So explain to some of our non-military audience what exactly all that means.
Absolutely. So warrant officer candidate is pretty much a person who was selected to be a warrant officer. Your duty is to pretty much do whatever you were selected for. So I got selected to be a pilot. So my future responsibility would be to be a fixed wing warrant officer in the United States Army.
Okay. And last year, you completed your MBA at Penn State. We won't really talk too much about Penn State. I'm a Temple guy, but you know, it is what it is. While also simultaneously completing active duty orders, but your education doesn't stop there as you are an aspiring doctor.
Yes. Yes, I am. I got accepted to Temple University for their...
Good choice.
Yes. Very good choice. I did my undergrad there. Go Owls.
Yes.
I got accepted to do a 1 year post-bac pre-med program. And then hopefully with the nomination the following year, I'd be starting medical school.
Now, what field or discipline do you want to go in with medicine? If it's mental health, I'll be your first client.
I don't think I can deal with that.
Okay. Any idea specifically where you want to go medically, or is...
Yes, I want to go into surgery, general surgery.
General surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then eventually go into trauma surge.
Okay, so you like money.
I do. Doesn't everybody?
Yes, we do.
You know, Kale, as a drill instructor, maybe she can help us train for the bike ride.
Yeah, can you whip me and Greg and I into shape in the next 5.5 weeks? I need to shed like 13 pounds.
So we need to take our bikes to the Jersey Shore from Atlantic City, and we're doing it all for a police charity. So do you think you can help train us?
Yeah. Put like a hat on and get a whistle and like a whip and just like embarrass
me. Get going, you fat bodies. Let's go.
Yeah, that would be great. If you still have that in your system.
I think I do. Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. I love it.
Awesome. So now you also are focusing on the Travis Mannion Foundation with the Character Does Matter mentorship program. And TMF is very near and dear to all of our hearts. We're just 2 months removed from the last TMF Radiothon Foundation. We drummed up about $120,000 for that great cause. What led you to this? Is this a way for you to kind of still be around like-minded military people and give back to your community? What led you down this road?
Absolutely. So it was actually my mentor that got me introduced to the Travis Mannion Foundation, Jimmy White. Absolutely love him. One of the best veterans I know. He served in the Navy. And he introduced me to it, and I just got to be a part of this community with incredible people. And honestly, I feel like it's a way for me to feed my inner child. I didn't get to see influencers like this when I was a kid. So now that I'm doing it, I get to give back to kids who are just like me growing up.
Real influencers, not like social media influencers with a million followers that make more money than we do.
Exactly.
So what led you down the military path? I always feel like most of the people that I speak to every month, they have some sort of family history. Was that kind of what led you down this road, or are you the redheaded stepchild? Are you the first one to go down this avenue?
Yes, I am. So I'm the first person in my lineage to join the military. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like I'm setting a path for my kids to hopefully do the same.
Okay.
But yeah, first person.
So do you have a brother?
I have sisters only. So
because you have sisters. Because I was going to say, that would be very interesting if you had a brother. Mm-hmm. If you went into the military and your brother didn't, if your old man would be like, my daughter's tougher than my son. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have boys. I don't think my girls will end up in the military, but you have done a great job. And we mentioned the Army. They hit their recruiting goal yesterday.
They certainly did.
With over 4 months to spare. Mm-hmm. And that has been a major issue for the last handful of years, short of the Marines hitting their goals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that makes you proud.
It does make me proud. I saw it on Instagram and I was shocked. I didn't know that happened, but it's great that it did, because now it means that drill sergeants can work full time, especially in the reserve.
Mm-hmm. All right.
One of our YouTube chatters wants to know if Nick could pass the new PT exam.
Yeah, what exactly does that consist of?
So the Army Combat Fitness Test, you have your deadlift. So you know how to deadlift.
Yeah, I did it in high school 20 years ago. Is there a certain weight you have to do? Is it like 175, 225? Is there a set number?
Mm-hmm. So the minimum is 140. The maximum is 340.
And you have to do one rep?
Three reps.
Oh, I could do that. I could do I could do 140 three times. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. Well, I think 140 is the female requirement.
I identify. I am now known as Nicole, and I identify as a female, and I want to do 140.
I love this woman.
This is great. What are the other metrics for the other exercises as far as...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you have a sprint drag carry. That's the worst one. That alone has like four different exercises in it, and you have to do it under 2.5 minutes.
We'll skip that one. What else we got?
There's the ball toss. Actually, no, they got rid of that.
Okay.
As of June 1st.
All right, shoulders a little sore anyway.
There's the plank.
Okay.
Hand release push-ups.
Oof.
How long do you have to do the plank for? How long do you have to plank for?
Oh, the plank. So I think maximum is 4 minutes. Oof.
Oh, no, I'm out. I fail.
But the minimum is like a minute and a half.
Three minutes is what I'm trying to like work up to. You know what I mean? Like I can do a minute, stop, do another minute, stop, and then do another minute. But I want to do 3 minutes straight.
He does planks in his hallway at home. Great stuff, Rennie. Thank you so much. Thank you for being a great patriot.
Of course. Thank you.
And she's going from Penn State to Temple. And folks, if you're watching on YouTube, she is donning the cherry and the white. Mm-hmm. Let the record show. Yeah, not blue and white like Penn Staters, the cherry and the white. Thank you, Rennie.
So great.
You got it. Our Veteran Spotlight brought to you by Window Nation. For all your window and door needs, visit windownation.com. We'll come back, put a bow on the show, and during the break, I'm going to do a plank in the hallway. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we get set to hand it off for the Dawn Show coming up at the top of the hour. We'll find out what she has on tap in a moment, as well as what occurred today in music history.
Are you eating?
I was. Forgot about the quick return.
My Lord.
That was so funny when she said those were the girls.
I am Nicole Kale from now on.
That was so cute.
Let's find out what...
See, what Dawn and I did, we gave you time to swallow your
He's still chewing, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Your fig berry there.
Peanut butter gets a little thick and a little stuck from time to time. Uh-huh. Jimmy Kelly, what is our morning mystery movie clip?
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You get a call, they cut you off. You make a call, they cut you off. What's the point? I never
get... you know what they're doing, kid? They f*** you with cell phones. That's what it is. They're f***ing you with the cell phone. They love when you get cut off. You know why? Huh? You know why? Because when you call back, which they know you're going to do, they charge you for that first minute again at that high rate.
If you're lucky enough to be able to call back, because the three-hour battery you got only lasts for 20 f***ing minutes, and they keep making it smaller. You know why they make them this small? So you can lose them.
Such a great thing. You know what it is? Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Wait, hang on. You don't have the right prize.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. I was just going to turn
I know. This is my fault. This is 100% my fault.
All right, you read the copy.
I will. Hang on. I have to get it.
By the way, that was Chris Rock and Joe Pesci, if you can identify the movie.
We actually have a great prize. This is a great prize. And Phil Almquist, this is for you.
Uh-oh.
It's a pair of tickets to see Ringo Starr and his all-star band at the Mann Center in Philadelphia.
That is a great prize.
On June 15th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
He's phenomenal live, too.
You've seen him?
Yes, I have.
I would love to see it because God knows he ain't going to be here forever. And he's what, like, he's like 81, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's an all-star band, and they play all the hits from all the guys that are on stage. It's an amazing show. Nice.
So if you know that movie clip, 855-839-1210, you can see him at the Mann Center for free on June 15th. Do it now.
Better show, Phil. Ringo Hand Star or Bingo Hand Job?
By the way, Dave says Greg ran it yourself. Dave is 100% right, because if this was anybody else, I would have yelled.
Yes, exactly right. Let's find out what occurred today now in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, June 4th, we celebrate the birthday of Roger Ball from the Average White Band, who's 81. We lost Alec John Such from Bon Jovi in 2022 and Steve Priest from Sweet in 2020. Singles include Surf and Safari by the Beach Boys in 62 and Shout by Tears for Fears in 85. Albums include Low by Metallica in 96, Super Collider by Megadeth in 2013, Johnny Cash at San Quentin in 69, Dirty Figures by Gary Moore in 84, and Born in the USA by Bruce on the same day. Also in 67, the Beatles started a 25-week at number one on the UK chart. In 2005, Mesmerized by System of a Down was atop the U.S. chart. In 2003, a grandfather who set up his own pirate radio station was under investigation by broadcasting authorities. He said he set the station up, Greg can relate to this, because talentless boy bands and dance music featured on local stations did not cater to his generation.
Amen.
In 75, the Stones became the first rock band to receive royalties for sales in Russia. And in 64, the Beatles began their first world tour. And lastly, a few shows got announced yesterday. Zach Sabbath will be in Strasbourg November 26th.
Zach Sabbath. It's Zach Wilde doing Black Sabbath. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
Seether with Daughtry will be in AC on October 3rd. And Dorothy will be at the TLA on September 12th. And all are great live. And yes, I have seen all. For Kale Company, I feel up.
Dorothy is one of the best.
Her new album is fantastic.
New rock bands around.
Her album is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do, Phil? One night this summer is book Greg for a co-hosting gig on your show Saturday for the full hour.
You would think since I gave him the show, he would right. offer for me to co-host one time with him, right, Don?
Question is, does Greg want to be up at Saturday 11 o'clock at night?
No.
Is what it is. No. All right. Gary is in Springfield. He's on his way to a concert because he knows the movie. Gary, what did we just play?
It's Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah, Gary!
Yeah. Nice work, Gary.
Gary, have you ever seen Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band?
No, I have not.
Well, now you're going to.
Oh, you're going to.
The I'm Man looking Center. Forward to it. Thank By the you way, so much.
No Love better yeah. no better venue than the Mann Center.
Agreed.
Okay.
It's the greatest venue.
Thank you.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. But I mean, right now, the Mann Center is the best venue.
I'll be there in about a week and a half.
The place. The place to be. And the place to be in about 3.5 minutes is right here on 1210 because Dawn's coming up next.
Yes, we got Tiffany Justice, Moms for Liberty. Why was she in D.C. talking about parental rights? And she has really some talking points for all of us, no matter where you are, what we all need to do to come together to protect parental rights. I think that Rich Zeoli is going to take a little break.
I was just texting with him. He'll be here at 10:30.
So 10:30, we'll have Zeoli. So, he was all over the national news, and Dana Perino just loves him.
Now, where will he be? On the phone? On Zoom? In this studio from New York?
It's a tease, so I'm not going to tell.
From his basement? I mean, Rich could be at one of five locations.
He's like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, no.
You know, he's
it's
with
like,
us.
Where's Waldo? It's where's Zeoli?
And then we're going to check in with some of the advocates for East Palestine, breaking some of the myths and new information, the investigation. When and what did the Biden administration know about that situation? We've talked so much about that. So that update, oh my gosh, there's so much breaking. Trump is all, oh my goodness. Just stay right there. It's going
to
be good.
All right. The Dawn Show is coming up next. Stay tuned for Dawn. We're back tomorrow. And don't forget, we'll be out on location at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester. Until then.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.